Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Isaiah used the word increase to describe the kingship of Christ when he said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." John the Immerser said that Christ must increase and himself must decrease. Paul declared the same, saying, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." The mark of true gospel preaching is that it is always centered in Christ, and its purpose and subject is simply the magnification and glory of him who died for sinners and ever lives and reigns in his present glory as the Lord of lords and King of kings. The true preaching of the gospel has no ulterior motive other than that Christ should be lifted up before men, resplendent in all of his glory and redemptive work. There are no hidden agendas, quests for measurable results, moral crusades, nor fundraising pleas which are added on. This is sharply contrasted by that which is being continually served up to the present religious world by the babblers which the religious multitudes call preachers, with their permanent grins and affable ways. These are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, and men too, it seems, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. These clowns and hucksters are continually teaching and writing books which are on every subject but the glory of Christ. They are ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Rather than seeking the increase of Christ, they plot and scheme to increase the crowds which will flock to hear them, cruise with them to this vacation spot or that, and cast in their money into seemingly ever needy coffers. Sadly, the religious multitudes love to have it so, and delight in being made twofold more the children of hell than their masters. We must preach Christ and him crucified, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Christ crucified is not an important part of the gospel. It is the beginning of the gospel. It is the very essence of the gospel. There can be no gospel preaching where Christ is not the sum and substance of all that is said. It matters not how morally upright men may be persuaded to be, nor how devoted to a cause they may seem. If the glory of Christ's redemptive work is not at the heart of their thought and desire, they have no knowledge of the gospel. We do not preach a cooperative effort whereby men may be saved. Jesus Christ procured the eternal salvation of his elect when he hung on Calvary's cross. Nothing can be added to that redemption, and nothing can be taken from it. We must preach Christ reigning as king. "But unto the Son, he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom." We are not waiting for the day when he will become king. He is already seated forever on the throne of his kingdom, which shall never pass away. All things are put under his feet. He came into this world to manifest his kingdom, which stretches from shore to shore. He presently rules in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and he shall yet manifest the full extent of that kingdom in the ages to come. All things transpire exactly according to his will, and he shall accomplish all of his pleasure. We must preach Christ as the Savior of sinners. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We preach that the Savior came not simply to die for those who were lost, but to seek them out and draw them to himself. He came not for the righteous, but for those who were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. He has not only purchased their redemption by imputing their sins to himself and imputing his righteousness to them, but he has sent his Holy Spirit into the world to quicken his elect and call them to himself at the appointed time. He is mighty to save and will leave no stone unturned, nor abandon any which he has purchased, until he has gathered them all unto himself. "I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, and they all shall know me, from the least to the greatest." Do you know him?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.